and often the only way you can get unstuck is to surrender. As a child, my dad would often wrestle with me and my three sisters. He would eventually pin us in a headlock. I know it sounds rather cruel, but we found it quite fun at the time. Once in the headlock, the only way out is if we shouted, "I surrender!" My sisters would spend no more than a few seconds in this uncomfortable position, but I was another case entirely. I would stay in that place for a long time, trying to free myself, unwilling to give in and admit defeat. I would try anything but say the words, "I surrender." My stubbornness only prolonged my agony and kept me stuck. It's the same for our spiritual journeys. Our stubbornness doesn't avoid the turn. It just prolongs the storm God sends to redirect our lives back on track. Where are you too stubborn to be sent? Our church has taken God's turnaround message to places that at times have stretched the most willing and committed church volunteers. We have gone to the pimps and the prostitutes, to the abused and the abusers, to the victims and the perpetrators. We have to be careful not to have a belief that sees great value in turning to the ones who have been wronged, but not turning to reach the ones who are causing the wrong. If we are truly going to see a turnaround in our world, we have to turn up in everybody's world. If stubbornness has gotten you stuck, then like Jonah, expect God to send a storm, and like Jonah, know that God will ask you to surrender by going overboard, where he will add another point to your turn that involves a whale. Jonah had to get in that whale not because he couldn't swim, but because God had more turning for him to do. Scripture says that the Lord provided the whale in Jonah 1:17. Even the choice of Jonah's language shows that in hindsight, Jonah had a new appreciation for the fish that swallowed him, as it was the whale where he had his own headlock moment with God until he finally said, "I surrender." Jonah prayed from the belly of the whale, a prayer that turned his heart and surrendered his stubbornness. He prayed, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, 'I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.'" Jonah 2, verse 2 to 4. It took 3 days and 3 nights until Jonah said, "I surrender." There are some turns where we have to tell God, "I surrender. I don't want to go, but I need to go." We all need to decide how long we're going to get stuck. Jonah spent 3 days inside the stinky belly that stubbornness placed him in. But his release was found in his turning to the people of Nineveh. With one action, Jonah was...